Hey y'all! Happy, happy day! How y'all doing? As you come on into the room, say hello. Let me know you're here. Also, drop your city and state below so I know where you're tuning in to this broadcast from. I am your girl, Tamara Zantel of Raising a Mogul with Tamara Zantel. I have successfully helped my daughter launch her huge dream and turn it into a national brand. And so what I do is I help parents just like you do the same thing with their young moguls, right? So I want to give you the confidence, the tools, and the knowledge that you need to launch your child's huge dream. Today, I'm excited to share with you three tips in idea development. Obviously, if your child has already launched a big business or they're already involved in something major that they're doing, you already have your idea, right? So this may not be for you, but it is for you if you want to launch something new, add on to an existing brand, or if you're starting right from scratch and you as a parent just notice that your child has a sense of creativity, has a special skill, or has a hobby that they've been doing consistently and you can see the passion they have for this thing and you want to help them grow it. Possibly, maybe not even to a national platform initially, but just grow it where they can make a couple dollars, right? Or get the recognition they deserve or be able to help more people. I love it. So I'm going to help you with that. So let's talk about this. Three tips, right? So it starts with a talk. This isn't even a first tip. You need to have that talk. So if we're talking about the initial stages of building this business, you need to sit your young mogul down and have a conversation. Is their mind right? Are they ready? Are they even interested in turning this hobby into a thing? I call it discovering whether the thing can actually be a thing. Because not every hobby, not every creative gesture or creative expression, I should say, is meant to be a business, right? And if they're not committed to it and it's not something that they're really interested in doing for long term or for at least the whole summer or for the next year, then that thing probably is not the thing that we want to highlight or grow, right? So that conversation is very, very necessary right from the beginning. Tip one, you want to do your research. So your son wants to cut lawns. Your daughter wants to make jewelry. They need to do the research. So it's up to you as now a manager, right in the beginning stages, you automatically become their momager. So you're their mom and you're also their manager. But when you think about that, you've already been doing that, right? You've been managing their life. You maintain their schedule of school. You wash their clothes, possibly depending on their age. You manage what time they get to school, what time they wake up, what they eat, you know, what their schedule is like. So believe it or not, you're already a momager. That's right, folks. So in this first tip, we're going to talk about research. So I want to make it clear that not only are you doing some research so you know what your involvement needs to be or how involved you need to be, but your young mogul, your child needs to be doing this research. This research can be done at the local library. Most likely, a lot of it will be done online, right? So they're going to research lawn care. They're going to research jewelry making. They're going to research cookie making, right? Because they might have to buy a whole bunch of equipment to cut lawns and you don't have the funding for it. Either you or your child doesn't because they didn't get the allowance or it's just something, you know, out of reach right now until the business grows. Your child might not even be interested in making cookies once they realize that all these different ingredients have to come together, and all the different possibilities and how much work goes into baking, and it might be hot in the kitchen. It sounds like a great idea because you've probably seen somebody else doing it, but if it's not for you, it's not for you. So that's why this first tip is very important, because they have to do the research so they can get a greater understanding and idea of whether or not it's meant for them. And once they understand all the steps and the details that go into launching this brand and what it means to them, like what they'll actually have to do every day, they might back out of it, right? So side note, one other thing that I tell parents is that you want to have your child sit down with your child, and if they don't already know, have them build like an amazing huge list of, let's say, 20 to 30 things that they would love to do based on their passion, what they've seen in their environment, or things they might be thinking about, right? As you have this conversation, as they do some research, they're going to cut that list down to maybe 10 major things. It's still a lot, right? But believe it or not, your kid can handle it. They can handle having many things on their mind to consider and to think about for a short period of time. So we're going to take those 10 things. We're going to re-research. We're going to do some more digging. We're going to see who else, this is going on to step two, find somebody in that industry that is doing what they want to do and doing it well, right? We want to make sure we introduce them to other things, to other people, other businesses that are actually living their dream, believe it or not, right? We all need someone to look up to. So it also cuts off on the learning curve if they can see somebody doing what they want to do and doing it successfully. It gives them an idea and it provides inspiration. We're not talking about copying. Inspiration, copying, inspiration, copying, inspiration, copying. Completely different, okay? That needs to be, that's a whole nother live. We'll talk about that some other day. The third tip would be follow-up talk. Right? So we're going to follow up and talk to them on what they discovered in their research, right? What is this person that is doing or acting on their huge dream or their idea, anything on the list of 10, we should have narrowed it down by now. What are they doing well? What would they do different? Help them discover their niche. Also, niche, depends on who you're talking to, right? The point is, what will make them unique at lawn care? What will make them unique at cookie making? What will make her unique at painting beautiful paintings? What is it that your child has and will bring to the table that they are passionate about that is going to make this business that they're considering launching stand out? All things are very important. So that brings us back to that last conversation, that follow-up conversation. In addition to, you need to discuss the time commitment. Once you've discovered that this is what they want to do, do they have enough time to really, really mow lawns every day? Perhaps not. Do they have the physical capabilities? Do they have the interest in being outside every day in the summer, the hot sun with mosquitoes? Those are real life considerations, right? So that's the conversation. So because a lot of times kids are creative and they have this gusto and the energy and they want to do all these amazing things, but it's up to us at times to provide the reason and to kind of challenge their status quo or their thought process so that we can inspire them to I want to say think larger, think bigger, and to overcome these obstacles early on. Right? Before, especially before you get to the point where you're ready to invest any money into this thing. You want to make sure they understand everything that could possibly go wrong before they jump into it. So we talked about time, investment. I have my notes over here, make sure I don't miss anything. Talking about the learning curve. Learning curve. What if it's going to take weeks or months or year to learn how to make baked cookies? What if they're just not good at it? You know, so there's a learning curve. So that needs to be considered. So you really want to go with something that they're already passionate about and already have a proven, if you will, talent in. You know, you don't really want to start from scratch unless you're prepared. That comes back to the original talk with your young mogul to start a new venture, right? And learn something new as they go. Once again, that comes back to doing more research. Lastly, with that follow-up talk, we need to discuss commitment. How much time, back to time, are they going to commit? Not only the time, but the struggle, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the energy, the waking up early, you know, the sacrificing, the commitment that it takes to build a business. Let's face it, some of us, many of us are entrepreneurs. A lot of us are career professionals. We understand what it's like to hold business together, to build business, to create business from just a small idea to growing teams and brands and all these things that it takes. Our children sometimes may be a little bit too ambitious. We need to embrace that, but also balance that, right? So that's all I have for you. Three tips. The research, find someone doing the same thing in their industry or their fields, and then the follow-up talk. So let's do, actually that's four, right? So we're going to do the talk, Can this thing be a thing? The research. Find someone during that research that's doing what they're doing, what they want to do, and doing it well. And then we're going to go with a follow-up talk where we will discuss time, investment, commitment, and learning curve. Okay? So if you have any questions, please drop them below. As always, I invite you to join me in my group, Raising a Mogul Community. You can get there simply by going to www.raisingamogultv.com. That'll push you right into the group where you can join myself and other moms, other parents that are working hard to raise their young moguls. I also invite you to join me every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I get to interview amazing moms that will share information with us that'll help us grow, learn, and be more successful. So thank you so much for joining me, everyone. Have an excellent rest of your day. I'm going to get it right at some point. Talk to you soon.